Blog Talk Radio.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is February 11th, 2021. You have tuned in for the weekly online Jummah service for the Nur Allah Islamic Center in Indianapolis, Indiana. My name is Michael Sahir, or Mikhail Sahir. I am the resident imam. We will, for the next 25, 28 minutes, play chapter 18, a recording of chapter 18. And at 2 p.m., about 30 minutes from now, we will begin the 25 minutes. And then we have the first advance, first call to prayer, and at 2 p.m., about 25 minutes from now. So we will begin the kutbah. If you are listening to this as a recording from the archive, likewise, about a half hour into this program, we begin the actual sermon. At this time here, we will play chapter of the Quran.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
Praise be to Allah who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward,
ماكثين فيه أبدا,
wherein they will abide forever,
وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا,
and to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son,
ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم, كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor have their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
And afterward we raised them up that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً لَوْلَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِم بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذْ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذلك من آيات الله. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guided, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ لَوِ اطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا وَلَمُلِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُعْبًا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking, though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قَالُوا رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثْتُمْ فَابْعَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرِقِكُمْ هَذِهِ إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, "How long have ye tarried?" They said, "We have tarried a day or some part of a day." Others said, "Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you."
إِنَّهُمْ إِنْ يَظْهَرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ يَرْجُمُوكُمْ أَوْ يُعِيدُوكُمْ فِي مِلَّتِهِمْ وَلَنْ تُفْلِحُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وَكَذَلِكَ أَعْثَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا إِذْ يَتَنَازَعُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَمْرَهُمْ فَقَالُوا بُنُوا عَلَيْهِمْ بُنْيَانًا رَبُّهُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِهِمْ قَالَ الَّذِينَ غَلَبُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِمْ لَنَتَّخِذَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْجِدًا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true, and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, "Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them." Those who won their point said, "We verily shall build a place of worship over them."
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say they were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, it may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَبْصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is He, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside Him, and He maketh none to share in His government.
واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking His countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all, then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces, calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
واضرب لهم مثل الرجلين جعلنا لأحدهما جنتين من أعناب وحففناهما بنخل وجعلنا بينهما زرعا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grapes, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man?
لكنه الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا.
But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside.
أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا.
Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world, as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward and better in respect of hope.
ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills and ye see the earth emerging and we gather them together so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us, as we created you at the first. But ye thought that we had set no tryst for you?
وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember, when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape then.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِنْ تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them, but theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا.
And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا.
And when Moses said unto his servant, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two rivers meet, though I march on for ages. And when they reached the point where the two met, they forgot their fish, and it took its way into the waters, being free.
فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا.
And when they had gone further, he said unto his servant, Bring us our breakfast. Verily we have found fatigue in this our journey.
قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا.
He said, Didst thou see when we took refuge on the rock and I forgot the fish? And none but Satan caused me to forget to mention it. It took its way into the waters by a marvel.
قال ذلك ما كنا نبغ فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا.
He said, This is that which we have been seeking. So they retraced their steps again.
فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما.
Then found they one of our slaves unto whom we had given mercy from us and had taught him knowledge from our presence.
قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا.
Moses.
قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا. قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا. قال فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا. فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا. قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا. فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا
قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا
He said, Did I not tell thee that thou couldst not? And as for the wall, it belonged to two orphan boys in the city, and there was beneath it a treasure belonging to them, and their father had been righteous, and thy Lord intended that they should come to their full strength and should bring forth their treasure as a mercy from their Lord. And I did it not upon my own command. Such is the interpretation of that wherewith thou couldst not bear.
ويسألونك عن ذي القرنين قل سأتلو عليكم منه ذكرا
They will ask thee of Dhul Qarnain. Say, I shall recite unto you a remembrance of him.
إنا مكنا له في الأرض وآتيناه من كل شيء سببا
Lo, we made him strong in the land and gave him unto everything a road.
فأتبع سببا
And he followed a road.
حتى إذا بلغ مغرب الشمس وجدها تغرب في عين حمئة ووجد عندها قوما قلنا يا ذا القرنين إما أن تعذب وإما أن تتخذ فيهم حسنا
Till when he reached the setting place of the sun, he found it setting in a muddy spring and found a people thereabout. We said, O Dhul Qarnain, either punish or show them kindness. He said, As for him who doth wrong, we shall punish him, and then he will be brought back unto his Lord, who will punish him with awful punishment.
Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya Allah. Hayya Allah. Hayya Allah. Hayya Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. I glorify his name. He's the mighty, the sublime, exalted, above all in creation. He is As-Samad, the existing on his own. And without his existence, nothing else exists. We thank Allah always. We thank Allah always for his blessings upon us, those that we see and the many, many more that we don't see, we never see, that we've been blessed by our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means glory be to him, the most exalted. We thank Allah for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The prayers and peace be upon him. The Muhammad, the noble model for all human beings. Muhammad, the example worthy of praise, despite the claims that the shaitan made that we were not worthy of praise. Muhammad, the walking testimony of human excellence, a model telling us that we can be excellent also. We pray that prayers and peace be upon Muhammad and his family, his sahabas, his companions, upon us, the believers. Throughout the Quran, we hear a phrase, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, oh, you who believe. You say, yeah. You say, oh. My brother here, I say, yeah. Mustafa. Oh, Mustafa. In other words, I want your attention, Mustafa. Yes. So Allah is saying, yeah, ayyuhalladhina amanu. Oh, you who believe. Amanu. Oh, you who believe. Our topic would be a continuity of belief, of faith. All of the prophets, and that's the beauty of Islam, properly called Al-Islam. We say all the prophets, from Adam to Muhammad, and all those in between. Some we know, and the Quran says some you don't know. But all the prophets of brothers. Ikwan. Sometimes we say Ak. Ak is brother, right? Aki, my brother. Never getting personal, right? Aki, sister. Uk. Ukte. Uktun, right? My sister. All from the same root word. Saying there's a connection here. And so with the prophets and the messengers of God, we say the connection is that they are Ikwan, brothers, brethren, if you will. All the prophets. And they came from the one same God with the same express purpose to bring a message of faith that is supported by sound, rational knowledge. And there's a continuity, a continuation, unbroken continuation of the message and the unity and the purpose of all the prophets. And as a Muslim, we are obligated to accept them all. We can't become picky or biased or selective when it comes to the messengers, prophets of God. As a Muslim, the prophets, we accept them all. And we understand that each prophet is really a expression of an important quality in every human being's makeup. So if you reject any of the prophets, you are really rejecting a portion of your makeup, for which that mainly the eight prophets seen in the seven levels of heaven. Those are major components of our human excellence. We cannot reject a one without rejecting a portion of our own making. So there's continuity, there's continuation of a continuous, unbroken line that continues even until this day, until this very hour, this continuity of faith, to this very second, which I'm speaking and you're listening, that line, unbroken line of faith, goes all the way back to our father Adam. There have always been some people here on earth to pick up the lantern or pick up their baton or pass the baton to them. It has never been done. Faith, iman. We're not saying imam. The imam is the one who leads the prayer, right? But I-M-A-M, two M's. Iman has an N like Nancy on the end. Iman, faith, does not belong solely to any race or one gender over the other. It doesn't belong to any particular nationality exclusive of other nationalities. Same for religion. You can't say, well, this is my religion and we're the only ones that have faith. No. Muslims cannot even say that. The Quran says, be you Muslim, Christian, Jew, or Sabian, any of you who have faith and believe, Allah will give you your reward. They will not fear. So as Muslims, we can't even take claim that this is our exclusive faith. We're the only ones that got faith. We can't claim that. If we follow the Quran. So Allah says, yeah, as you have to be in the I am the new. When he says that, is he only speaking to Muslims? When the same Quran describes Christians and Jews and others, and people of faith? Can we claim that to say, this is ours and ours only when the Quran does not sanction that? So people of faith are people of purpose. And we have to be careful that we don't let outside interests divert or divide our purpose. A person who has faith, they got determination, they got a will They got a purpose. They are believers. You know, I read a lot of biographies and autobiographies. I'm not a big reader, but I do a lot of writing. Everybody knows that I write. I'm not a big reader. But I will read a biography, in particular those from my lineage of African American. I really enjoy those. And one consistent theme in these biographies and autobiographies is that mentioning of the struggles of our people in this person's life. Now, they're about B.B. King, right? I'm reading about Dick Gregory right now, right? I'm reading about many others. And they always mention this struggle, not for themselves, but they are connected to the struggle of our people. And that tend to be with the biographies of those who are older than me. But I read those more my age and younger, sometimes it's any about our collective struggle as people. That, in my thinking, if you can accept this, the faith, the struggle, someone can divert you from the struggle. You all seen that? It's a story, and I'm a paraphrase. It said, my great-grandfather had to walk. Yeah. He said that my grandfather, he had a little hoopty right on the old car. He said, now my grandfather, he had a nice car, he had a Cadillac. My father, he had a Mercedes, I drive a Ferrari. He said, then my next son, he got a fancy car, but his son is back to walking again. He said, what happened? He said, hard times produce a struggle and sacrifice, and you achieve. But easy times will break you down and divert you from your purpose, and you find yourself walking again. So as people of faith, and reading these biographies and reading these histories and the struggles, putting things into perspective, you realize I had to catch myself, or my wife needed to catch myself. I got to reading these biographies by Langston Hughes and others. I said, man, everybody get mad at me. I said, Black Lives Matter can't touch him. Can't touch him. Well, I said, they ain't done nothing. My wife, she said, you can't say nothing. I said, okay, I'll give you that. But when you look at the struggles of our people who kept faith, almost immeasurable faith, throughout the whole duration of some of the worst times witnessed on the earth, on the planet Earth, we got to look at that and say, we came from that. Huh? And we owe a debt to that. When we came along, we got hit with it. Keep the faith, baby. Keep the faith. We're not babies. We're grown men and grown women. But we got hit with it. And that's a sign of it's getting easy. When you get easy, you get lazy. When you get lazy, your muscles get weak. Your faith get weak. And you lose your moral compass. So faith, iman. We thank Allah for blessing us to be in that lineage of the faithful. You're a person of strong faith, believing in God, believing in the messengers, believing in the goodness of mankind, believing in the goodness of creation. You in that line of faith, you are blessed. We are blessed. You say, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the systems of knowledge. I'm saying the working systems of knowledge, the educational systems of knowledge. Now, knowledge is very important. But faith always supersedes knowledge. Always. Faith will always supersede knowledge, and knowledge is very important to us. Why? Knowledge can only take you up to the door of the unknown. You run out of knowledge. It can't take you any further, right? So faith take over and take you into the door of the unknown. Your science call it theory. Yes. Religious scientists call it theology. I gotta take a minute on that since I said it. THEV, right? The. Let me say V, Islam, El-Islam. Yeah. The AL and V are the same, right? So they're like Michael, Gabriel, Bethel, they end with EL. And the EL stands for God. Yes. Yes. Bethel, house of God. Right? Rachel, either name being with EL, it's the EL stands for God, and that's why the Maori sounds simple. They last name was L, they pronounced it EL. Either EL or Bay, B-E-Y, because they were recognizing God. So this L is saying V, and the V, Theo, is saying God. Theology is saying a knowledge of God. And theory is saying, is there way of saying, well, we don't believe in God, but we're still doing the same thing. We're still going off of the unknown. We have faith in the unknown to get to the known. There you are, theology. It's all saying the same thing. One recognizes God and one don't. But faith will take us, I mean, knowledge will take us to the door, but not in the door. Faith will, you and your knowledge. I have faith in, come on, knowledge. I mean, you need a little help right now. Come on. You come on with us. Because I'm going to teach you something when we get over there. And go into the door. Go through the gate. Yes. That's why it says faith and understanding. If we can use our as a model, right leg is typically stronger than the left leg. But the right leg would be our faith. The left leg would be our knowledge. That's how we walk. You see, not just on faith alone, right leg on, you'd be hopping. Not just on knowledge alone, you'd be hopping on the left leg, right? But the balance between the two and faith is always stronger than knowledge. So both are important. Both are needed to keep our balance. So faith has carried many people beyond their imagination, beyond their belief. So you need both knowledge, belief. The evil one, I'm going to pluralize that, the evil ones, they will scare you from study, serious study, in-depth study of having an independent faith of their matrix or their box or their realm of limited faith and knowledge. But for the faithful, we come to an understanding that my faith is in Allah. Muhammad, the prophet, peace be upon him, did not allow the believers, therefore, is not allowing us to say, I have to go through Muhammad to get my faith to get to God. He eliminated that. He taught us, and is still teaching us. But the real teacher, the real leader, is like the real person to teach you how to fish, right? He's going to fish you the fish for yourself. What's the old saying? Give a man one fish, he eat for how many days? One day. Teach a man to fish, how long do he eat? A whole lifetime. Bring a person to religion, teach them religion so they can be a person of faith on their own, because on judgment day, they're going to be where? On their own. And when they were conceived in their mother's womb, even if they were twins, even if they were Siamese twins, with their bodies connected, they still come out and have arguments. So the individual person must be elevated to the level to where their faith in their Lord is not befuddled or has a hijab, a barrier between them and their Lord. That's the freedom. He called it freedom of consciousness. And just a little side note, not trying to get political, that's why we got to fight for our right to vote. That's why they close that curtain. They're telling us right now, face, they close the curtain, right? That's the idea, right? Back in the old days, now they got a box, same thing. Just you and your conscience is in there because God gave you that conscience, you. It's a sacred thing. Voting. Talking about voting in any country, any election. For the person to be able to say, I'm using my God-given conscience to make a choice, a free, independent choice, according to my understanding, who I have faith in, I'm making this selection. That is sacred. It's not applied and used all over the world. We look at the faith of the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet, some powerful faith. The companions of the Prophet, in particular those in Mecca, in the first 13 years, oh my goodness, they had some powerful faith. No, faith is earned. And then faith is tested. And then faith is proven. You know, there's no mentioning of this word in Arabic. It's called munafik. Munafik. And the person who practices the munafikun or the munafikin is saying hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. Yes. I think we're going to let the B be. Inshallah, we got a bee flying, a wasp flying out here in February. I don't know about that. Maybe a woman may be right. The faith is earned, like trust. There's a test. There's a proving point. Monophic means hypocrite. But you know the Quran doesn't mention the hypocrites until Medina is established? Think about that. Why? Because wasn't nobody trying to be hypocrite in Mecca? Mecca was getting abused. They were being boycotted. They were being killed. They were being punished. So it was no, you had to worry about nobody trying to be a hypocrite then. But when they went back to Medina, and got established, and the good times begin to come in, then come the hypocrites. Or some may turn hypocrite. Allah says, the Hadith says, Allah says, that the hypocrites, now you know the disbelievers are going to be in hellfire, right? Then they see, but the hypocrites are going to be on the bottom layer, the bottom part of hell. So let us be mindful of that, that we don't slip, that we don't begin to make bad choices in life, that we be the believers who are foremost. We don't worry about the criticism of the criticizers. That's the believer. As a matter of fact, in time you will learn to say, if I'm being criticized, I'm doing something good. People don't criticize mediocre. They make joked about mediocre. They make light of mediocre. They disregard mediocre. But when you see something's going to be a threat, oh, they're all over it. They criticize that. But they believe it. If you're being criticized for your faith is being effective just doing this job. For you and also on them. The clown said, they'll watch you from a distance. You watch them from a distance. But we don't change. Yeah, so the believers were so shaken in faith until they and the prophets asked, when will come the help of Allah? And the Quran says, ah, verily, the help of Allah is always near. Inna Raqib, right? Inna Anasullahi Raqib. Verily, the help of God is always near. It's not a long distance phone call. It's not even a preset. You preset a phone and just dial one number and get it. It's nearer than that. Allah says he's nearer to you than I took it to be. You say, well, why is he not responding? Because you have not responded. Alhamdulillah. So this continuity of belief. Oh, my goodness. The price has been paid by those who follow us. And the Quran says, do you think you're going to get into paradise, into heaven, and not be tested? And those before you were tested heavier than you were being tested? You want a piece of cake with ice cream? You think it's going to be that easy? And this is just a microphone here. I thought I shared it before. I kept looking at the word heaven. I keep seeing heavy. I remember a little boy, we tried to move stuff we couldn't move, and we get a stick and put under it, we'd be hollering, heave. I kept heavy, heave. Now, we've been told we're going to get to heaven and get some golden shoes. And somebody in the background playing a harp, and another angel we get throwing grapes in our mouth. We lay it back for forever. I'll get tired of that, I think. But forever, just like you're throwing grapes. You're in heaven now. And that's really wicked. Because you would tell that to a shoeless slave. I'm talking about physical slaves with no shoes on. Boy, you got to pick that cotton, boy. You get to heaven, you get some golden slippers. And it got to the point to where our folk believed it so much, they made up songs about it. I'm going to put on my, I can't remember the words now, but put on my golden slippers and run all over God's head. Run all over God's heaven. That's a whole lot of running. For gum could be that. Yeah. But that's wicked. You tell somebody who has nothing. You want to behind off, make me rich. And God will give you some golden shoes up in heaven. Pie in the sky. And while he tell you about pie in the sky, he tell you go over there and get pie out the oven. Yes. And we still got faith, as Mother Maya Angelou said, and still I rise. Alhamdulillah. Allah has been good to us. So we should quit being bad to ourselves. Alhamdulillah. Oh, our Lord, grant us good, excellent in this life. Grant us good, excellent in the life to come. And protect us from the torment of the fires of sin. Amen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله and that means the perfect praise be to God to our Creator. When you begin a race, they say give them a mark and get set. Right? Get ready. Let's go. Everybody got a mark. And for the believers, we always try to stay on our mark. Fasting in Ramadan. Yeah, giving in zakat, trying to make hajj at least once in a lifetime. All the five pillars. Stay on the mark. Stay ready. Stay vigilant. That's one of the names of my name, Sahir. Sahir. It's really Sahir, right? And there's Sahir and then there's Sahar. Don't get the two mixed up. One with the hard H, that's saying the wizard, the magician that plays. You may say. Yeah, so with the soft H, Sahir, my name is saying to be alert, to be watchful, not sleeping. Vigilant, be on guard. And that applies to all of us as Muslims. We should always be vigilant, always on guard, always ready to do the right thing at the right time, for the right purpose. That's being righteous. Righteous is not rituals. Righteous is making the rituals come alive to get the richness out of the ritual, to get the wisdom out of the ritual. And some of us become so much of the experts at the ritual, it becomes mechanical. It becomes automatic. Yeah, it becomes dry bones with no meat on it. Kind of like stale water with no flavor. Just going through rituals and not getting the wisdom out of it. Prophet Muhammad said, the present peace be upon him, he said, wisdom is the lost property of the believer. And when the believer finds that wisdom, the believer has first right to the wisdom. A drunkard can tell you something. And you, while you're feeling sorry for him and his drunkenness, he may say some words of wisdom to you. Well, that's your property. And along the way, help them out. Never turn your back on human beings. I think we covered this Tuesday in our Talib. The right and the left. The right being the conscious. And the left being the reactionary, impulsive. The left being habits, habitual. Not requiring deep thought, you just react. Where the right is saying conscious, intentional, right? Thoughts. And how in the army, they don't just have too much conscience because they will reject you, right? They call them the conscientious rejector, right? Well, if conscience stands for right, that means that person there is more on the right foot, right? But in the army, when they want you to march, they don't tell you about the right foot at first. They say you're left, still ain't done. Again, you're left, still ain't done. Third time you're left, then you're right, right? And they got that cane, left, right. Wait a minute, you gave me three lefts, which is habitual, reactionary, instinctive. Why are you trying to give me a thing like that? Because we need you to go kill somebody. We need you to go raid a village. And we're going to give you a command. And we don't have time for your conscience to be in the way of our command. So when Muhammad Ali came along, and he would go left, he go right. They call him a conscientious. Because right stands for conscious, right? The conscientious rejected. Yes. So everything works out. So let's look at that again from a Muslim perspective. Ali. I love you, peace with Ali. You got to say, yes, and love, brother. You hear it. A lot of the right person. Yes. Can you take a lot of creations? you take a lot of creation and not call and get a lot of permission. So those on Facebook said, what are you talking about? Well, I said that the BB, but she couldn't. I guess the B kept bothering him. And he just killed it. So I guess the B become a was. So, so in conclusion, talking about fighting unconsciously, we have a wonderful example in Ali. Ali Abu Talib, right? Ali the son of Abu Talib. Ali, yeah, the son of Talib. He was in battle. The Muslims were in battle. And they're fighting for, and we have to understand this, talking about consciousness and us being ready to fight for what's right. We're not talking about no physical war. We're talking about just fighting for our faith, fighting for our lives as human beings. It has to be a fight based upon consciousness. Because the battle of Muhammad the Prophet were battles for human excellence and human freedom. And many times, let's be honest about it, many times Iron Back and Flag go fly for the same thing. Yeah, we know the greedy folks go run in behind and do their thing. But the war being taken for our mind now, Russia trying to invade Belarus, right? The Ukraine, yeah, but I think the capital of Belarus, I think. Yeah. Yes. Okay, so now they said no because she's going to take away human excellence. Because human rights, same thing. You're going to deny human excellence. So we're going to respond. And the United Forces around the world respond, say, no, we have to get past that barbaric stage of human evolution, and we cannot deny, allow you to do that. China, with the Uyghur people, quit doing that. Okay? So that is the spirit of the war was fought by Muhammad the Prophet. I said on Ali, but I've got to get some background so we can see what this stands upon. So Ali understands he's not going left, right. He's going right. So he's fighting, and he has the enemy. Well, who's the enemy? The one trying to deny human excellence. They are on the side of the shaitan because the first battle was Shaitan's battle, which was to deny human excellence. So Ali is fighting on the side to free people from human excellence, and his enemy is fighting on the side to deny human excellence. And Ali had the enemy bent down, getting ready to kill him. And we know what happened. The enemy, he spat in Ali's face. And Ali walked away. And so somebody else killed this enemy. But later on, they confronted Ali. Ali, you had him pinched. You had him. Why did you walk away? And Ali gave some last words to us. Ali said, when I was fighting him in the pit, I was fighting feast to be Allah. His conscience was involved. I'm fighting for righteousness. So when that no, put in my terms, right? When that no good wrestler spit in my face, oh, it was personal. And if Ali had followed through on that personal, he would have been murdered. He wasn't fighting for righteousness no more. Yes. So Islam is a beautiful religion. They won't tell it, but many other generals and armies around the world, they studied the war techniques of Muhammad. Yes. They said, Muhammad, he was a war maker. No, he was a war ender. That's what he was. He had to fight the enemy. The same way you can fight somebody now, they kept saying, slap you. And they wouldn't stop. You said, well, come on, I got to do something here. You're going to fight. Are you wrong? No. In that moment, in that time, in that instance, you were right. And we're not promoting fighting. We just trying to give a message for showing us how we have to be forever vigilant and conscious and ready to defend what is right. If we see a church being, listen, if we see a church being vandalized, it's going to be obligated to intervene with that. Hey, quit doing that. We see a synagogue being desecrated. We got to intervene or come behind and support them in their defense. This is the way Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him, he had his companions to help the monks. He built their monastery. This is Muhammad the Prophet. Now, do we follow Muhammad all the way or some of the way? Yes. But alhamdulillah for giving us a well-rounded and smooth roundness. No jagged edges to the roundness. Understanding of all Islam by giving us Muhammad the completion of the prophets. And in our book, our religion is a completion, a confirmation, a conclusion, and a correction of all the previous books that have been messed with. When they came to their original, they were pure. And you go read the scholarship of those who follow the Bible. Read their scholarship. And they'll say along the way, somebody got their hands into the mix. They'll tell you that. But with the Quran, you don't have that problem. It is the correction and the completion, the confirmation, and we say the conclusion of all matters. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmatan innaka antal wahhab. And Lord, let not our hearts deviate now since you have guided us right. But grant to us in your presence, your mercy, your rahmah, your mercy, for you are the best of those to bestow. To bestow. As Wahab, the best to bestow. Ameen. Ikamah. Ikamah. Just for that.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu in la ilaha illallah. وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حيا الله الله حيا الله الله فكامت بس الله فكامت بس الله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
shoulder to shoulder, we make intentions to make 2 units of prayer, 2 rak'at units of prayer. Lillahi ta'ala, it means to God be exalted. Astaghfir al-Kaaba, facing the Kaaba in Mecca. Lillahi ta'ala, to Allah be exalted. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم الله أكبر. Sami Allahu liman hamidan Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن سمعه الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Allah, Assalam alaikum wa rahmatullah. The weekend school is Sunday at 10:30 at 830 North Midhouse, and the Butler students will be assisting again. How much for the weekend school, Sister Carol? How much is the tuition? $10 a month per child, per family.
That's a mega.
Remind our dear listeners, bring out your children. You can't wait until you get too late. You say we're way too late. 2 seconds after you get out of the room. So thank you. Good. 460, that's your hands up. You go your hand up. Yeah. 2, 4, 6, 2. Now we can ask them. If anybody got any problems, any questions? I want you to remember 463-224. You have a question? Anybody?
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
Yes. Will there be a Savior's Day program, virtual or in person, this month at the mosque on Midhoffer?
We're thinking about doing the Savior's Day virtual.
Okay.
But we need to. Yes. Can you give us your first name, please?
Sure. Brother Dennis in Indianapolis.
That's what I thought.
I thought I'm going to get to the believers at New Allah.
Assalamu alaikum.
I just let the believers know I forgot to call last week to give the believers, let them know that I celebrated another life year within the community, 69 years of age.
Yes, sir.
Okay. How old?
Yeah, 69. Yes, sir. Just finer than my name, Dennis, means wine. That's wisdom. Not that other.
Yeah, well.
You better come in there and talk about that. So, I mean, in the good spiritual way.
Yeah, but you don't look 69.
Well, it's not about the looks. It's about the works you do. See now, doctor was saying, right. Oh, you look fine, but what are you doing? That's between me and Allah. So I know what I do in order to say my belief. That's one thing teach me a lie, belief.
Right.
So look ain't deceiving for me. It's about, like we're told, the works that you do shows your talent and your skill. So if it takes that to show, I try to stay busy. Well, age don't rip on me. I wear my stripes. I ain't scared to say I'm 69. Well, thank you, brother man, for that compliment. So to our believers, I'm a Lego.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum.
Oh, brother Musa, yes, I hear you.
Assalamu alaikum, man.
Islam, yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, Delacy Umar. Yeah, Delacy Umar here in Melbourne, Florida. Just wanted to say salam to you and the believers there. Inshallah.
I hope I didn't put it in this
one. Thank you very much. Well, it's a little bit colder up here than down in Florida, but... So
yeah, we got a good day today. It's been cool, but it's 70, supposed to be 73 today. But I'm doing a lot, you know. Good to hear your khutbah. Appreciate that. Inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. Well, you know, that I think we got the same numbers, but our 3 is from the 7.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one correction, he did not kill the bee. He just covered him up. I thought he had smashed him. So I apologize. He did not kill the bee, but I hope the bee got a coat. Okay, any more announcements?
Assalamu alaikum, brother and ma'am.
Assalamu alaikum. Who's calling? Who's speaking?
Yeah, this is Muhammad Sharif calling from Mount Vernon, New York. Give you salams and all the believers there. Happy.
Yeah, sir. My brother from Mount Vernon, New York. I tell you, we got New York in the house. We got Florida in the house. We got wherever else we got in the house. Thank you. Thank you. Be sure to tune in Sunday to the Word Made People. We're going to be in 30 years ago, Imam Muhammad done the prayer invocation for the U.S. Senate, the first Muslim ever. And Imam Lyndon Bilal was there, and he wanted to introduce Imam Muhammad at the Pentagon. The sixth of February, Imam did the invocation at the U.S. Senate, first Muslim ever. So this Sunday, we're going to go through his prayer line by line and have a discussion. And the same number you called in today, hold on, please. Yeah. I got it. The same number you called in today, 714-816-4673. Call the number Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And we're going to do a review. I'd like for you to join in with us to have a discussion. What the Imam said in that prayer, what did it mean then, what do it mean now, and have a study. We students, we got to study. We students of the Imam, we got to study his teachings. If we do the Quran, we are students of the Quran. Alhamdulillah. So, Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 714-816-4673. Okay, Brother Todd Dean, I think it's his writing. He sends the greetings to us on Facebook. I think it's his writing. He always writing in all caps, so I think it's him. So we want to give our condolences to Brother Todd Dean. He lost his brother. He's a god brother, Maurice Young. Maurice Young was well known through the city. Man had a college degree, law degree, but he intentionally chose to live with the homeless. For years,
said that he became their advocate and carried it all the way up to the mayor's office, advocating for the homeless. He didn't have to, but he chose to. That's a very precious soul. So, Brother Todd, being our condolences to you and your family. Also, on Monday, Brother Todd, anything you want to say? Oh, well, he's on the Facebook. If he want to call in, he can. Another announcement, another Janassar brother named Luther Gray. He's about 78, 79 years old. We have his Janassar. His Janassar is a word for funeral. We have his funeral Monday at Crown Hill. I need some brothers to join me in washing his body, if you were able to, around 9 Monday morning at the Crown Hill Funeral Home, not the cemetery, the funeral home at 38th and Clarendon Road. So give me a call or email me. We do need your help. I can't think of any more announcements.
Yes, I'd like to ask a question. I didn't hear too clear about the announcement that you made about a school. You have a school in Indianapolis?
Yes, sir. We have a weekend school, Clara Muhammad Weekend School, Clara Muhammad Weekend School. And we had it for over 47 years, almost 50 years now. And so the class will be this Sunday at 10:30 here in Indianapolis, Indiana. So we want to make sure we get the word out for that. Okay, so be sure to keep everybody mindful in your prayers. And that's the way I meant to say during the Juma, I forgot. You know, we need to call somebody sometime. You know, 5-10 minutes is enough. Just call a Muslim. Just say, hey, you know, I'm just thinking about you. You know, see how you're doing, how's the family? You know, and if you may need something. Everybody should call somebody once a week. If we did that, that would really build our community spirit. And say, I ain't want to let them just cross my mind, I ain't talk to you. And during COVID-19, you know, COVID-19 is very hard on the psychology. And the phone call can lift somebody up. Okay. I think that's it. I think anything else? Okay. All right. So, inshallah, we're going to keep moving forward. We're going to try and plan that Savior's Day. If it's by Zoom, even. Maybe do something here, too. Maybe something small. Because COVID-19 is still here. Yeah, so. You don't want it to get too relaxed. COVID-19 is real. Last week, I went to, in a 5-day span, but to 3 COVID funerals. Yes. Those who want to argue and debate, but we can argue and debate when I get done with my shot. Now I talk to you. Alhamdulillah. Okay. I think that's it. I'm going to look on Facebook.
Brother Man.
Yes.
Could we go out with Change Gonna Come, Sam Cooke?
Change Gonna Come by Sam Cooke? No, yes, we're going to go out with Two Rock Hot Boomer. We go out with Two Rock Hot Boomer.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey, you might want to go to YouTube. Just put in YouTube. Go put in Sam Cooke. Got E on the end. Okay, you can play what you want to play, but we're going to make
yes,
Two Rock Hot sooner. You're going to have to offer prayer. I'm gonna take a rain check on that Sam Cooke because that's a good song.
All right, because that way I know you got my message. The change on the call.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Bye. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you about any messages on here? I don't think so. All right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you and God's mercy and blessings.
Wa alaikum
assalam.
Mm.